Hello everyone, it's Jordan Ireland. Welcome back to my channel. Welcome for the very first time. I haven't been to New York since 2003 and I really wanted to revisit. I'm a big city person and it seems like a magnificent conurbation. Other places in the United States I'd like to visit. But I've been put off reading about various news items about people mistreated at the United States border. People trying to visit legally, with tourist visas and so on. They've done the online visa waiver or whatever it was. And these are people from countries with whom the United States enjoys cordial relations. It's bad enough if you're from a Muslim majority country or any country with which the United States has strained relations. But it seems to me that the US authorities appear to assume that you're Osama bin Laden and it's up to you to prove to the contrary. I recall even simply transiting the United States in Newark Airport to fly onto Costa Rica. And I was sent to a secondary inspection. I was only going to spend an hour in the airport. And they were still worried about me, like asking how I pay for my flight as though I'm that poor and stuff like that, and where I'd work and all this kind of nonsense. So I answered their questions. And on I went. And taking my fingerprints, blah, blah, blah. I don't think they actually searched my bags, though. But it goes on. And I was obviously really off-putting to foreign tourists, this hostile attitude. So I'm not saying everybody in the United States Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency is horrid or foolish or whatever. But Donald Trump is appealing to xenophobic hysteria that everybody is dangerous. And exploiting fear is one of his political talents, if you will, because obviously we're primitive creatures, been around for millions of years. For the great majority of that time, we're cavemen. We got a little tribe fighting for resources. You see a stranger, friend or foe. The safest thing is to assume foe. Don't trust strangers. Okay, so then it's fight or flight. And because you're frightened, you might want to lash out at that person and so on, because they're coming to steal your resources. And so people who reacted most strongly and fastest to fear were more likely to survive, and so on. So then he has to depict the whole of the world as hostile, Fortress America, and even people coming for a perfectly innocent holiday to visit their friends or relatives in the United States, they really have to be grilled because it's so dangerous. It really is insane, because the United States is meant to be the home of the free, what is it? Land of the free and home of the brave. But I remember a British chap married to American saying it's the home of the paranoid and the land of the terrified or whatever. Some people really cowardly thinking there's such an existential threat. And obviously there are people who mean the United States harm, but the vast majority of people outside the United States do not, and so on. So how many Americans are killed in the United States by foreign terrorists each year? How many? On average, it is zero. Yeah, that's right. A big, fat zero. None. Not a single one out of 340 million Americans. And how many Americans are killed by other Americans? It's in the tens of thousands. Now, the Americans abroad who are killed by foreign terrorists occasionally, or they're, and often it's terrorism within the United States, not an ordinary domestic murder or a gangland slaying or whatever, but based on some ideological cause, that's much, much rarer. And okay, they're ordinary foreigners in the United States who kill people as part of a drugs deal or whatever, crime passionnel or whatever, but not in furtherance of any ideology. So, I mean, I was reading about a British woman who spent 11 days locked up by the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Service over some misunderstanding. It's really ludicrous. She was detained. If she was that bad, she should not kick them out. Altered their visa requirements as though she was some terrible threat to the United States. So it really is shocking to have her liberty taken away when she was really no threat at all. You could just not let her in. Or I spoke to a British woman who was stopped at the US border for 5 hours. She was an executive for a British company, did a lot of work in the United States, but they were so worried about it, they kept her there for 5 hours. It's ludicrous and so on. So people who are not doing any harm to the United States at all, just a gross overreaction to these situations. Or I read about a German person who was locked up for several days, just wanting to visit the United States, and so on. And so anyway, these things are really slowed down partly because of the 700 immigration judges who've been sacked by Donald Trump, or indeed have resigned in protest at his policies, the unworkability, the injustice of them, the disproportionality of them, and so on. So it's all very worrying. And obviously, it's not going to do a lot for tourism in the United States. Conversely, you know, coming to the Republic of Ireland, sort of welcome with open arms. I mean, do we even look at your passport individually, just let you through? Like the United Kingdom, Americans can just place their passport down the gates open automatically. One of these sort of highly trusted nations on the basis they're not going to immigrate illegally. Americans living illegally in the United Kingdom is virtually unheard of. Likewise, the Republic of Ireland. So it's a pity they don't return the courtesy instead of thinking that every single foreigner visiting the United States is a mortal peril to the country. It's obviously very unwelcoming. And obviously foreigners would go there and spend a lot of money or enjoy American education and so forth. But then foreign students who express opinions which are uncongenial to the United States government are deported, and that's it. Their degree's halfway through, they don't get to complete it. They wasted huge amounts of money. So obviously far fewer foreign students will apply to study in the United States. I had a friend who studied at the University of Michigan, and he said it's supposed to be a country that believes in small government. And there's stacks and stacks of forms to fill out and blood samples you have to give. And you can't do it at any hospital. It has to be particular hospitals because most hospitals aren't good enough up to America's stratospherically high standards. And obviously, any qualification you've earned outside the United States doesn't count because obviously there's no education outside the USA. So there's this ugly street of contempt for the rest of the world. And I realize not all Americans are like this, and maybe not most Americans are like this. Some would just be horrified by the situation, as I am. And I know in the Irish Republic, and indeed the whole British Isles, we don't always treat foreigners as well as we should do. So that's it. And I know there's sensible border security and asking a few countries, realizing a few questions, you know, a few precautions. Yes, they are sensible, but this is a really over the top, especially it's completely really out of scale with the level of the threat posed. But if even one foreigner commits a crime, it'll be enormously blown out of proportion by the media who want to exploit it. And they will skillfully use this to say, oh, it's so dangerous. We can't let people come in and spend money in our country. Plus, I mean, many foreigners are sickened by the Trump administration, less likely to visit the United States at the moment. The tariffs hasn't helped. This contumelious attitude of J.D. Vance towards European countries is aggravating the situation. So it's sad that Atlanticism is declining. Have we met a sea change like 1945 in reverse? The United States returning to isolationism. Okay, they're not pulled out of NATO. I mean, Trump's talked about it aloud. He's certainly enfeebled NATO, although he's strengthened the NATO countries in as much as they're spending much more on their defense. In that way, he's achieved a long-held American goal. Well, thank you for watching my video. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, then PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.